My name is Angelica Bell, and I'm a radio and television broadcaster. The research from Class Dojo revealed that 88% of parents say they get really frustrated when their children don't tell them what's happening that day at school. And something that I really understand, when I pick up my children, what happened today? And I'm so excited. I'm like, nothing, mummy. It's like, no, something did happen. Just tell me. And also from the stats, it said that 93% would like to know more about what happens with their children's classroom, which is true. We all want to know what's going on. We send our children to school every single day and we have faith in our teachers, and you hope that they're loving them and caring for them and educating them as much as you would do it at home. So you want to know what they're doing. It's funny, I think we put a lot of pressure on our young children. And I think when they come back, it's not that they don't want to talk to us or don't want to share what's going on. It's just that they're young, and sometimes they don't know how to articulate that. They're tired. They've had a full-on day. So I think that what Class Dojo does, which is brilliant, is allows you to have little pieces of nuggets that you can use to instigate conversation and make them think, oh, mummy and daddy or granny and granddad or whatever uncle, they know that I've done something. So, and it's like, oh, how did they know that? And it sort of engages them and opens them up. And then they start talking to you and telling you about it. I think communication for children when they're at primary school age is just vital. It's so important. We're hearing more and more how, you know, there are so many pressures on young children and they're feeling it. You know, we live in a fast-paced life and it can be lonely, you know. And I think that we need to engage with them. Even when I look back, sometimes there were times where I wish I could talk a bit more or tell somebody how I really felt. And if you can get those communication channels open from when they're young, engage them, think about what they're doing is just as important as your day, they'll get into that sort of motion of wanting to communicate when they get older, teenagers and adults. So one of the things I do to try and get my children to communicate better and tell me what they're doing in the day is if they don't communicate, I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave it for now. Let's try it later. So maybe if we're sitting at the dinner table, I might say, oh, so what happened? Or how did you feel? You know, who did you play with? And because we're all sitting together and everyone's eye contact is there, they can't really be distracted. So that's a good way. They do say that children like to talk before they go to bed. You sort of reflect on the day. We all do that. So I think that's a good time. But then when using an app like Class Dojo, it's brilliant because if you've got a picture which shows that they were possibly adding up, you can say, oh, you were doing that. You know, how did you find it? Was it tricky? You know, would you like some help with that? Or maybe we could do, you know, so it engages them and they can just say how they feel. So I think it's about maybe not pushing, but getting the right moment. Or creating the right environment and using those pieces of nuggets to instigate conversation. For more information on Class Dojo, you can go to their website, which is classdojo.com. It'll tell you all about it, how it works, which is really important. And if you think it's something that you really need for you as a parent or, you know, as a guardian to get information about your child, take it to the school. It's free. They can get involved with it and teachers can use it. There's about 40% of teachers using it in this country already, but it'd be great if we could roll it out and get more teachers involved and see the benefits of bridging that gap between home and school.